Hello, Fusion Power Coding. May I help you?
Yeah, hi. Is Pat there?
This is he.
Hey, Pat. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you about some offers we'd sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It looks like it was based on some financing you did with Marlin back in 2012.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So basically, we have the business pre-approved. Based off that previous financing on for some equipment finance and working capital.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to touch base with you and, you know, see what kind of plans you had this year. Anything coming up that needs some financing?
I have no capital expense planned for right now. Business is a little soft. And.
Oh, really?
yeah. It's usually election year things. I don't know what's going on, but it's a little softer than normal. So I'm kind of be on hold for any, you know, expenditures right now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are holding back. It's pretty typical with these election years, you know, they just kind of sit tight and we'll see what happens, you know. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like this year is kind of a little crazy.
Well, you know, it's funny that I was listening to the news this morning and Macy's was reporting, you know, sales like 40% lower than, you know, same store average the year before, and somebody else did. And they talked about how it kind of went soft in the middle of March. And that's really the true with my businesses and my friends' businesses and everything else. The walk-in, day-in, day-out traffic is just not there.
Yeah, that's
odd. It's really weird. It almost seems like, I don't know, better way to put it, it's like silent everywhere. There's just not a lot of activity going on anywhere.
Yeah.
My business is business to business. I mostly do business that businesses come to me for my product so they can finish their product. So when they're slow, I'm slow. So it's a whole trickle thing.
Yeah, it's a whole trip. And this, I mean, have you noticed that usually in March, or that just this year you've noticed?
No, well, actually, March, you know, March is usually pretty good. In April, in my world down here in South Florida, my business is always the biggest of the year in April. And this year it wasn't. It was strange.
Yeah, it is very strange. I feel like a lot of businesses are, like I said, sitting tight, you know, that from what I've heard, just because of the election year, and they're waiting to see who's, you know, going to be in office. A lot of people, you know, waiting for Trump, honestly, here. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. But, I just wanted to touch base with you, you know, see if you had any needs coming up. We do working capital and equipment finance.
Okay.
And, I mean, do you have an email I can send you some info, Pat? You can have
your... Yeah. What's, you ready for it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's Fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N.
Uh-huh.
P as in Paul.
Yeah.
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
All right.
F as in Frank at AOL.com.
Okay, at AOL.com. All right.
Yep.
Got it. I'll go ahead and I'll shoot you over that quick note. And just out of curiosity, so you do powder coating over there, right? Is that all that you guys do over there?
Yeah, that's all we do. Yeah.
Okay.
It's mostly in South Florida here. We do a lot of stuff on yachts and marine related things. So.
Oh, cool. And how long does that last? Usually those, like the powder coating, is this to avoid rust, right? Is that the whole
process? Well, it's a durable product. You know, it goes on steel or aluminum, and you bake it in an oven at 400 degrees for a period of time, and then once it comes out and cools off, it's done. And it's mostly, you know, for fences or motorcycle parts or car parts or boat parts or, you know, that kind of stuff. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
And then you have, you know, day in, day out items too, like lamp frames and just lots of parts
and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, that's and what type of like material do you use as far as like that powder coating? Is that like a liquid, like kind of
no powder it's actual like powder, like powder.
Oh,
powder.
It literally is powder. Oh wow. Yeah. that's pretty cool.
And then you bake it, and then it goes on electrostatically charged through a gun, and once it's electrostatically charged through a gun, it's attracted to the steel.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't fall off, and it's a positive to a negative, basically, and that holds the powder onto the steel, and then you take it from point A to point B, being the oven is point B, and then you roll it in there, and it sits in there for 25 minutes, and when you bring it out, the powder returns to liquid to hard, and once it comes out, it starts to harden, and once it cools off, it's done.
Oh, wow.
The whole process can take 30 minutes, and I could paint your wheels in your car. If they were ready to go, I could powder coat them, put them in my oven, pull them out, and they'd be done in 30 minutes, and 50 minutes later, you could put them on your car. That's how quick.
Wow, that's a really quick turnover rate.
Yeah.
And so you do that type of stuff, you do it for cars as well, or
yeah,
are
we
you just business?
You know, we do car rims. We do lots of car rims.
Okay.
A lot of guys black, you know, make their rims black on their cars now. So we do hundreds of rims a year for Corvettes and stuff all the time.
Oh, really cool. That's great.
Yeah.
And how did you get into the business? Like,
a friend of mine had this. Long story short, is I worked for Macy's in retail for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
And retired from that, or got out of that, and then learned this trade and then opened up my own business here in Florida.
Oh, that's great. And have you always just wanted to open your own business, and you just learned?
Kind of that, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Really cool. All right, Pat. Well, it was good talking to you. I'll go ahead and shoot over that email. It's just some highlights of our programs, as well as my contact info, you know, in case something comes up.
Okay.
And, if you do ever need, like, some extra cash flow equipment, we can get answers, you know, within 24 hours and funded in 48 if it's an emergency or anything like that.
All right. So. Sounds good.
Appreciate it. All right. Thanks, Pat. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.